Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. I'm Will Bronstein. Today, we're going to talk about self-sufficient kids and how self-sufficient kids turn into self-sufficient adults. Do your kids clear their plates after dinner, make their bed, brush their teeth independently? Before you start with them, we have to start with ourselves. I know I say that each week. It's true. We know our kids learn from what you do, not from what you say. So if you tell your kids that they need to have a clean bedroom before bed, but your room is a mess, how successfully do you think you'll be in getting them to follow your words? Not very, right? So I like starting small. Clearing your dishes or cleaning your room may sound reasonable to you, but it can be overwhelming for a small child. For my kids, we started with smaller steps like clearing one of your plates. And I'm not sure about your kids, but mine amazingly have just tremendous numbers of dishes at every meal. It's something we're working on. Or pick up three things from the playroom. Things like that where it's more specific. It's not as big, clean up the whole room. It's three little things. They can count to three or you can help them. This is also an opportunity for the best dads to work together with your kids. So instead of clean your room or pick up three things from the playroom, make it a bonding experience. You can comment as well, teach a nice lesson. Even though I didn't play with these toys, I don't mind helping clean up and I love spending time with you. Good opportunities to show your love and admire their effort, even in the case where their actions might be slowing things down. I'm sure you could clean up the playroom faster than the two of you. But that's not really the point, right? You want to praise the effort, not the outcome. Because this is really an important life lesson, in my opinion. If you make the right effort time after time, the right results will eventually occur. So that's a great lesson you're also teaching here. And you can see how you can build these responsibilities over time. And then as your kids get older, they'll naturally start asking about allowance. They might already be. And we'll address that in a future article as well. Your child is a child. You want to help them become successful adults, but let them explore, learn, grow, and be kids. You know, that along with your love and support is really what they need most. Dad on. If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.